Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Can't get to sleep.
Well, you're
think about the implications, you know, that diving in too deep, possibly the consequence. What is it?
I don't know.
Ah, damn, I messed up the lyrics.
I know it's who it is, Colin A.
Men at work.
Yeah.
Men at work.
I can't get to sleep. But think of all the implications. I'm diving in too deep. Possibly the something. Especially
night
at night.
After night.
Right, I know. That's like what my dad does. My dad jumps to the lyric he knows, you know.
Amy.
Let it be. Let it be. Yeah.
I think the Hallmark Channel had some show that they used that song and the acoustic version that you're talking about as their the intro.
Overkill.
To it. And after a while, I'd be like, I was in the other room and I'd come out and I'd go, what are you watching?
Colin Hay recorded an acoustic version of Overkill.
Like, oh, it's this series on Hallmark about, you know, murder mystery. And I'm like, because that song, I know it as a Men at Work song.
Yeah. The guy, Colin Hay, is really good. Like, what a great, there's a great song called I'm Waiting for My Real Life to Begin. Holy, what a great song that is.
It is a good song.
He's a good songwriter.
Not a big fan of the Vegemite sandwich either.
Guess what? Every single time he comes to town, I can't go. He plays he just played 2 weeks ago, he played the Capitol Theater. Colin Hay, lead singer of Men at Work.
What's going on?
I don't know.
When you're famous.
It's been a busy time, you know. There's nothing worse for me. I don't know about you guys, but when there's a show you want to go to and you can't.
Yeah.
You just can't.
First off.
Weed Incorporated played Saturday night at the Stone. We have a long history with this local band, you know, and they're all friends of ours. Been great friends for a long time. Weed Incorporated. They did Always
Separate
Back
Tim.
To Remain. Well, yeah. Separate Tim, we hate
they're
him.
Bass players. He has got to work on his attitude.
We love him. But anyway, I couldn't go. Don't you get frustrated when there's a show and you just can't go?
I look at it on a few levels. It's got to be damn good for me to go on a school night. Because I can't do that anymore.
I'll go to a show on a school night.
And then...
Yeah, if it's in Hampton Beach, yeah,
gotta be go.
Or Guilford, I can go.
It's close, but I mean, I pick and choose. And then it's like, I would like to go to the show, but if I have an opportunity to work, money comes first.
Yeah, you gotta forget. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
I know.
Man.
She needs new Toms.
Mm. How often does it happen when you have a show you want to go to? Because you plan your stuff out so far in advance. You're really good about
You'll
that.
You'll do some school nights if it's a big one.
If it's somebody that I really want to go see. Like, or
Who's that guy that you were all crazy about? Like, he was a guitar player.
Eric Krasno.
My brother.
Oh, Eric Krasno.
I love
right.
Eric Krasno. Actually, Soul Alive is coming to Jimmy's, but it happens to be on June 18th. So we have the next day off for Juneteenth. So it's a Tuesday night.
Perfect.
Worked out great. I was like, oh, I can go see Soul Alive at Jimmy's on a Tuesday. And gonna get a hotel.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, a little hotel action.
Mm-hmm. Rolling Stones.
You don't have to worry about cleanup.
Rolling Stones on May 30th, Thursday night. You gave us all Friday off, I believe, the next day. So that's good news.
Did I give it what?
No. No.
Thought so, yeah.
It's like, did I? I just went along with it. Well, days off are there for you. So if you need them, I mean, you know, whatever. Scotty is going to Metallica. He's going to actually do the show from a hotel room. Because he's committed. He cares.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, this was something I went back and forth with, and Amy's like, I really, really, really want to go. And I said, okay. And then once we found out more about it, you know, a show on Friday night with two opening bands, a show on Sunday night with two different opening bands, Metallica's not playing the set twice, and then sometimes there's special things that go on Saturday night at Gillette with some of the bands. I'm like, okay.
Let me tell you about Scotty. If his dad found out that he went to a concert and didn't go to work the next day because he went to a concert, he'd be fucking hell to pay.
You pay.
I'll tell you that right now. He would be on the phone.
Greg could not be right.
Could not be more right. More right. Because I'm right.
More correct.
Right.
Yes, there we go. Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Dad, I was the third kid. And they my brother and sister already pulled all the tricks on them. And by the time I rolled around, Dad said, listen, you like to go to concerts. You like doing the drums and everything. That's fine. But you're going to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. You want to go see these bands? I'm cool. Be safe. You're going to school. You're going to work the next day.
Pat McMullen has two of my favorite quotes. Well, my two favorite quotes from Pat McMullen, and he's got a million of them. Okay, I'll tell you that. The first one I like is, when the shit goes down, make sure you're in Greg's boat. I thought that was a great quote. I thought that was a great quote. But the second one was, hey, remember, your last name is my last name.
Yep.
That meant don't shame the family is what it means.
What happened to eating and cheating?
Eating and cheating. That's just a hat. It's just a hat.
Because years ago,
yeah,
when Andy passed, you know, I called my folks and, you know, I was talking to them about it. And my mother goes, are you all set with a suit? And I said, Mom, I'm just gonna throw jeans on and a dress shirt. She's like, okay, that's what you want to do. I'm like, that's what I'm comfortable in.
Oh, and she knew right then and there what was going to happen.
So I got home and I turned the air conditioner on and just laid on the couch and just relaxed. About half an hour later, my phone rang and it was my dad. And he goes, me and your mom can't go. I said, okay. And he goes, so that means you're going to represent the family. So why don't you go buy a friggin' suit? So put the phone down.
You bought a suit?
Put the phone down. Put my clothes back on. And bought a suit.
At the men's warehouse.
At the men's warehouse.
I walked into
the men's warehouse, and it was like, I have, you know, tomorrow is where, you know, everything's going.
Right.
So I went in and said, here's my credit card. Let's make everything work. And it got so bad that I bought dress shoes, had dress shoes at home. I bought a tie.
Do you remember the price, Laura?
I don't remember.
$585. Oh. Yeah. I remember the price exactly. You know,
yeah,
that's so funny.
But it was like, no, Dad, I don't need it. So, you know, so I just went and got a suit.
When Dad makes the point, because his dad is a, this is how it's going to be. Hey, you got a second?
Well,
when his dad says, do you have a minute? That's when you're in trouble.
I use right the there. Line on with my girls too. My dad at this point, he asks very, 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 very little from us. So when he does ask something, he expects you to be like, okay. My dad was never, he didn't bug you. He didn't do stuff like that. He doesn't want to be bugged. He doesn't want to bug you. I have kind of the same attitude.
So how different is it with your girls? Because we don't do the same things our parents, none of us do.
No.
Did the same things that we did to our parents because I don't think we could get away with it.
Okay.
No.
If it's something like, hey, tomorrow's your grandma and gramps' anniversary. Could you shoot him a text? I don't need to be a jerk about it. And they'll say, you know, oh, thanks for reminding
right.
us. You know, and they'll do it.
Right.
And if it's something that I feel like it's important for the family that you need to be there and they don't feel that way, I give them a call and I say, I really feel, but 95% of the time, Nora and Sadie, I'm very lucky, no.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going out for Easter. I want to go. Of course I want to. So, but every once in a while,
common sense.
Yes, but there may be something that I think it's a good idea that you guys are there.
And my kids are the same. Like they do things without being told. But there have been times where common sense did not prevail.
Yep.
Right? Where you think, I shouldn't have to say this, blah, blah, blah. And it did not prevail. And then... Do you have a conversation about it?
Of course.
Yeah, because I did.
Because if
I had the conversation. We're like, look, I don't know what happened or whatever, but this didn't happen. This is something that this is what you got to be aware of. This should have been done, whatever it was. I'm not going to say what it was, but it was a learning experience.
A year or two ago, my aunt passed away, and she was very close with my mom. So that was their grandmother's sister, who they knew and everything.
Yep.
And when I was saying to them, hey, they said to me, we're going. You know, and that made me very proud because
it's family.
No, I understand, but they also now have work schedules and sometimes some of the stuff's short notice and stuff. And I said, you know, and they're like, Dad, we're going because this is important. So it makes you feel good that I didn't have to go.
See, well, and that's what my fear is if you have to have that talk, you feel like you're the failure because what's the reason that they wouldn't think? So I would feel like,
you're right.
What did I do?
You're 100%
bringing
right.
them up that I... But they don't get to see that.
But kids will make a mistake. They do.
I'm sure
you know
they will.
Mine did. Everybody's does, you know.
But when kids make a mistake, don't you put it on yourself? Because why are they making the mistake? I'm the one that raised them.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. I guess I didn't make it clear. But, you know, like we just went through, and I didn't talk about it on the air, but Valerie lost her brother, which was very, very difficult to deal with. And the kid, they were right there. I mean, they knew everything to do without asking or being asked or being told, and they just did. And you sit back. You'll get to this point where you sit back and you watch your child, your, you know, kid, who's now an adult but still your kid, and you'll watch them do things, and you'll go, whew, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's impressive. You go, that's the right thing to do. They did the right thing. And that's a good feeling. And
no, it
they're still going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Kids will still make mistakes. But when they do that and they show that empathy and do the right thing in those situations, because not everybody does, because death and those kind of things are a hard thing to handle.
I've learned that over the years, that like some families
handle it differently.
Mom and dad are gonna go, and they're gonna represent the family. Mom's gonna go because dad's working. Yeah. I've learned that, you know. But if there's anything that I felt that was important, I would say something to the kids, and they. But my dad was kind of the same way.
Right.
I don't ask very much from you. You're not going to Andy's wake looking like a ding dong. So I'm about to suit.
Andy would have not wanted you to look like a ding dong.
You know what?
Andy would have thought, that's
like,
roadkill.
Yeah.
He's fine.
But no, and I look back and I go, you know, my dad is right. If I go to a funeral now, I dress shirt and tie and everything, and I'm not wearing shorts.
Yeah.
But the suit is just very uncomfortable.
Is it a little tight now?
No. Smart ass.
Thank you for spreading it around a little bit.
You know what? You're just a one-trick pony. That's all you got.
Oh, I like it when it's directed at someone else. I just love the fact that a comment can be directed at someone else.
A little tight now.
You know. Wakes are a thing of the past, man. We got a celebration of life.
Yeah, I prefer a wake.
Oh, you mean I prefer the wake over the funeral. But I like the celebration of
life. The celebration of life, I think. The wake is when it's just standing around. I would much rather it be a loose celebration of life. And having gone through that recently, there was a lot of discussion on how to handle it, right? Because, you know, if you're very religious, then you have your way of doing it. But more people aren't than are nowadays. So there are different things you can do. I mean, It was very loose and sort of relaxed and comforting, obviously, but we're moving away from the classic formal wake because it's just so sad. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, you're going to be sad, but you also want to celebrate the life of the person that you, the time you had with them.
This is a conversation that recently we were somewhere and we were chatting, and I said, hey, Amy knows what to do. Cook me, and I have a small black snare drum in the basement. Put my ashes in that, and Amy's like, yeah.
And what?
Celebration.
Throw it in the ocean?
No, like just, I don't want a burial.
Want your ashes in a drum?
I want my ashes in a drum, little thing on the, and Amy can put it up on the shelf, yeah, and life goes on.
But there's no celebration or anything?
So the whole table's like, my mother, straight face.
Oh, boy.
Lots of, yeah.
So my mom.
Is it the religion?
Yeah, a little bit. So my mom goes, you were just being your radio guy on the, what you said the other day. I said,
I love how his mom circles back.
No.
And says, can I talk to
you? I said, I don't, burial. We're taking up ground and everything. And who's going to come visit? If I want you to drive down the road and, I don't know, hear something neat on the radio, like drum-wise or something made you giggle, and maybe you'll think of me then. Or a smart-ass comment.
Penis joke.
A penis joke, a good fart joke.
Or a tight suit.
A good set of knockers. I don't think that you need to go somewhere and stare at a thing on the ground and go, I'm thinking of Scott. So, Mom, right. I said, it's a waste.
We had to have...
Well, me and your father, we didn't know what was going on and everything, and we bought a few plots and everything, and
it's already paid for.
I'm like,
so they bought a family plot.
They have a few spaces because they didn't know what was going on with me or stuff like that.
Just to be sure.
So I'm like, oh, okay, and she's like, well, do you think maybe you can
sublet them?
She goes, I'm like, well, there's plenty of ashes to go around. I mean, I'm sure I can fill more than just one drum.
Yeah, I'm not going on the ground.
And I said, I don't believe in that. And I go, and I also, I don't want a big, absolutely don't want a big shindig at a church, because that's not
you.
That's not me.
You.
And I get upset sometimes because I know people that have passed that weren't big church people, but their people, their family was like, no, it's being held. I'm like, I want to have a get together. I want somebody to look over the list about who's going to go up there and speak, because one or two things happen. Somebody goes up there, knocks it out of the park, does a great speech. Somebody goes up there and is just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wrote this last night.
Yep.
And it didn't make sense. So I said, Mom, you know, mm-hmm. that's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's no need to be in the ground. There's no. You don't need to be spending $10,000 on a rock that has got my name engraved in it and a stupid picture of me. No. Nope.
I'm still traumatized because I screwed up a line, one line in what I wrote for Andy. I screwed up one line. I was traumatized.
It was a very...
Thank you.
We heard it.
That's the pressure.
We heard it. But
that's the pressure that you have doing that. If you do it, you're like, holy shit. And I got to this point and I screwed it up and I was so bummed because you want it to be perfect. There's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. in doing that. If you ask anybody to speak at your funeral, make sure it's somebody that can handle the pressure, because folded.
I thought that what you did was perfectly fine. And you know what? Bring humor. And, you know, like sometimes, there's a time. You got to bring a little humor, because you know what? The crowd wants it. They want that.
Have you had the discussion with Jeff?
He knows I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you died, not before.
No.
We went through with what we went through, you know, with Valerie's brother, Mark, who was an incredible guy. I said, look, let's talk about it. I think we knew.
Yeah.
But I'm not going in the ground. No. And I said, I don't want an urn on the mantle or any of that stuff. Keep a little bit if you want, but you know, I just want to be in your heart. I want, like Scotty said, I don't want you to think of me when you're staring at a piece of really ugly pottery.
I think the old days are like going in, yeah. and like I went to think about my dad.
Yeah.
I think about my dad all the time.
Well, right. You know? I don't think Jeff's dad was cremated. He lived at our house for a while, but then when we were moving places, he's now living at Jeff's sister's house. I don't think there's any problem that he's in a box and at her house.
And I like your idea. You're moving him around. He's spending time with family.
Yeah, he spends time with us. And Grammy J drives around with Pepe Ray in her car because he always used to love going on rides and stuff.
Little stuff like that is fine, but I don't want an ornate piece of, you know, like I throw out in the ocean where my tree is, whatever, and keep a little bit of it, make something of it or something. I don't want Valerie to be tied to any one place where. And I will admit, if Valerie was buried and put in the ground, I would go there constantly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that. I don't want to be tied to that. Not because I don't love her, but because, you know, that's not her.
No.
That's not her there.
No.
She's up here.
You think about things, you know, that's how,
Yep.
I don't believe in it.
And I don't know if it's because,
We gotta go.
I had a situation because just 2 weeks ago, Dylan in the car asked me about, you know, when people die and whether or not, and I was like, oh no, I just, you know, have a party for me and stuff. And then I told him, and don't forget, I want to be cremated. And he didn't know what that was.
Yep.
And maybe it's too young for a 9-year-old to know.
Mm-hmm.
But he now knows what cremation is and was like, what? Do they do?
All right. Well, we just ran out of time, folks. We didn't realize that we were crossing into meeting time, so we got to go. But thank you. We'll wrap it up. Sorry about that. But it was an interesting subject. We will see you all tomorrow. Sorry to put the quick close, the quick wrap up. But we'll see you all tomorrow. Send your comments, too. Email, I'd love to hear from you. Greg@morningbuzz.com. 5:30 tomorrow. We'll be back. I'm just going to let this keep rolling, and then we'll go. Otis Amokum is his name. Babs.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.